Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Every year, thousands of Massachusetts families make the gut-wrenching decision to force a loved one into addiction treatment. It can be a controversial move in Massachusetts, which is believed to be the only state that uses jails and prisons for involuntary commitments to addiction treatment. The state Senate will likely wade into the issue this week when it reviews budget proposals to fund forced treatment under the law known as Section 35. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Catherine Nash thought she understood Section 35 when she committed her son to addiction treatment in late 2019. Her son, Jesse Harvey, had been in forced treatment before, but he had relapsed, and they went to court and filed a Section 35 petition.
At the time, he wasn't against it, so it wasn't something I, called the police and they put him in handcuffs. He wanted to go. He knew he needed help.
Harvey was a well-known recovery advocate and was enrolled in a master's program, but he lost control of his drug use. Nash says her son thought a short stint in locked treatment might help him get back on track.
We both thought it would be help, and it wasn't. It was the opposite.
Harvey was committed to the Stony Brook Stabilization and Treatment Center in Ludlow, run by the Hampden County Sheriff. Nash says the initial plan was for her son to stay a few weeks, then go to outpatient treatment and back to school. But he was then told he couldn't leave because he hadn't finished the program. By the time he was released, it was too late for Harvey to go back to school. A few months later, Harvey died of an overdose. He was 28 years old. Nash believes her son was harmed by the civil commitment.
They should have evaluated people individually, which their website says they do, and they don't. And I think he languished there to his great detriment.
The Hampden County Sheriff's Office declined to comment for this story. The Stony Brook website says it's a structured program that helps people learn and grow, and there are some who say it does just that. Jim Derrick recently heard from his 31-year-old son who was committed to Stony Brook about a month ago.
He was telling me how good he felt about the care he was receiving, which is this is our fourth trip through the Section 35 process with him in the course of 3 years.
Derrick felt forced treatment was needed to save his son's life.
My son had been using with another individual who succumbed and tragically passed away. Sorry. And so it was the result of that that I received a call from the Franklin Police Department, and they asked if I would please section him to get him off the street and safe.
Stony Brook is a 152-bed facility that opened in 2018. It's one of two Section 35 programs for men run in correctional facilities. The other is the Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center, or MASAC, in Plymouth. That's a 250-bed program inside a prison overseen by the Department of Correction. 29-year-old Victor Castle was committed there about a year ago after being in and out of treatment.
I've been through the whole ringer, and I would say that MASAC was the worst place.
Castle was released after about 6 weeks at MASAC. He relapsed a few days later, went back to detox, and has been drug-free for 8 months. The Department of Correction says it has made recent improvements to MASAC and is working toward becoming an accredited treatment facility. The state has one Section 35 program for men that is not in a correctional setting. It is run by the Department of Public Health. That's where Victor's father, Phil Castle, hoped that his son would be sent, but the courts determined placement.
To have this sort of Russian roulette for people who file Section 35 petitions where they don't know if their child is going to get treatment or incarceration, the system is ridiculous.
Section 35 is widely used in Massachusetts. More than 6,000 petitions were filed in the last fiscal year. But experts say the research on forced treatment is murky.
What's out there makes us very concerned about whether the potential benefits outweigh the risks.
Dr. Todd Kerensky is president of the Massachusetts Society of Addiction Medicine. He says what is clear is that people should not go to correctional settings for addiction treatment.
There is no reason that any person in this state should go to a house of correction for a Section 35 commitment.
During budget debate this week, state senators will decide whether to approve spending more than $23 million for MASAC and Stony Brook. State Senator Cindy Friedman says she knows there are problems with Section 35, but Friedman says there isn't support among lawmakers to quickly dismantle the system.
The truth is I can get up and say, I want to slash this, and everyone's going to say, yeah, that's great, and they're not going to vote for it.
Several parents say they want the option of forced treatment, just not in correctional facilities. Among them is Catherine Nash, whose son was at Stony Brook. Nash says she takes solace in her son's legacy. The recovery programs he started in Maine are still operating, and this month, Southern Maine University posthumously awarded Jesse Harvey a master's degree.
It was awarded May 6th, but he should have gotten it 2 years before. But it was so wonderful. I was so proud of him.
Nash and other parents say the state should redirect funding to treatment in healthcare settings, not jails and prisons. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.